Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Literary Pumpkin Contest winners to be announced today. Winners of the Ector County Library's Literary Pumpkins Contest will be announced in a Facebook Live broadcast today. It should be up before lunchtime. Children's librarian Jamie Henry said the library got about 20 pumpkins depicting characters from children's books of all kinds. The winners do receive prizes. The person who wins first prize gets two tickets to Fiddlesticks Farm that they donated to the library. There will be gift cards and other prizes as well. Henry said the Midland County Library also did literary pumpkins. Quote, many libraries and schools across the country have done it, end quote, Henry added. So she decided to try it in Odessa and see what they got. She'd like to do it again next year. Henry said she was impressed with the entries. Quote, they came up with some really great things, end quote, she said. They took entries for 3 weeks and staff voted on them by number. Those who turned pumpkins in don't need to be present to win. Henry didn't want to give away who she voted for. Quote, I think those that did all the ones from the Plants vs. Zombies, which is another graphic novel series. There's two of them right down here were very inventive. Because they've got the fire pea shooter and the chomper, and then we have boomerang and winter shooter on the other side. You can see there in their pots. They got really inventive with them. It was very hard voting because so many were so good, end quote, Henry said. Students from Ector County ISD's Transition Learning Center dropped off some pumpkins, although the deadline had passed. Transition facilitator Laura Morris said she thinks the students really enjoyed the project. Quote, some of them wanted to keep painting, end quote, Morris said. The students were given key words so they could look the characters up online to see how they wanted to paint their pumpkins. Quote, it was a good project for them. Some of them don't like the feel of paint, so it was good to get them out of their comfort zone, end quote, Morris said. She added that they try to get the students involved in the community more, so they read the newspaper every day and they find projects that they want to do or places they want to go. The students have started doing empty bowls. Quote, then in January, we'll be part of the fundraiser, end quote, Morris said. Obituary. Raymond Lloyd Llewellyn, Monahans, Texas. Raymond Lloyd Llewellyn, 63, unexpectedly gained his heavenly wings on October 22, 2022, leaving behind a multitude of family members, friends, associates, and customers who will all miss him greatly. Viewing will be held 10 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Thursday, October 27, 2022, at Harkey Funeral Home, with the family gathering from 6 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Funeral service will be 3 o'clock p.m. on Friday, October 28, 2022, at First Baptist Church with Don Weeks officiating. Raymond was born in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Raymond was preceded in death by his parents, William Joseph and Janelle Lloyd Llewellyn, in-laws Melvin Elvis and Hazel Vanetta Parker, twin great-granddaughters Ella Grace and Faith Llewellyn, sweet pup Buttercup, and brother-in-law Raymond Leslie Parker. He is survived by his beloved wife, Deborah Llewellyn, son Eric Parker Llewellyn, Missy, son Christopher Lloyd Llewellyn, Robin, grandchildren Annabelle Janelle Llewellyn, Parker Lee Llewellyn, William Joseph Llewellyn, Preston Jones Llewellyn, and Hadley Grace Llewellyn. Pups Daisy and Lily, cat Oopsie, sister Rhonda Jo Llewellyn, brother-in-law Melvin Roy Parker, sister-in-law Sandra Beeson, and numerous family members in the Douglas, Sutton, Parker, and Llewellyn families. Arrangements are entrusted to Harkey Funeral Home. If you would like to send your condolences to the family, you may do so by signing his guest book at www.harkeyfunerals.com. Death Notice. Geronimo Sonny Munguia Jr., Odessa. Geronimo Sonny Munguia Jr., 74, of Odessa, died Thursday, October 20th, 2022, in Odessa. Funeral service will be held at 1 p.m. Saturday, October 29th, 2022, at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Pastor Larry Hood is officiating. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Saturday, October 22, 2022. Viewpoints. Is Hogan Park headed to a $550 million commitment? Robin Poole, at-large city councilwoman. The Hogan Park initiative is a major undertaking for the city of Midland and our community. community members have spent countless volunteer hours designing and creating a beautiful plan to renovate the park and sports fields. We have an amazing executive director in place who is more than capable of running the facility and its day-to-day activities. The new Hogan Park is a wonderful idea. However, as negotiations continue in establishing a formal agreement between the city and the Quality of Place Conservancy, I have to ask myself if it is responsible for the city to proceed. More importantly, should we pursue the initiative further without making taxpayers fully aware of the cost and scope of the project? As it stands, the Conservancy is well on its way to raising the full amount of the current estimated cost of $55 million. The city is committed to $10 million of that price tag. We are looking at a term of 25 years, with two 20-year renewals. The city is being asked to contribute $2 million a year to go toward the maintenance and operations of the park. At face value, if we take the initial investment and $2 million each year in maintenance, we are at a total of $60 million for the first 25-year term. And if we extend those numbers out to the possible total 65 years, our total jumps to $140 million. These numbers are significant and should be discussed with the community. Furthermore, there is an escalator built in based on the Consumer Price Index, CPI, which would, in the long term, drive that number closer to $90 million for the first 25 years and $550 million for the entire 65 years. When you take these numbers and look at the city's yearly contribution, the payment jumps from $2 million a year to $5.7 million a year by year 25 and $20 million a year at the end of the 65-year term. Today's economic climate is problematic, and entering into an agreement during times of high inflation will compound the effect of the escalation to where we could see even higher numbers than discussed above. Totaling the initial investment, land value of the park, and continued maintenance commitment, it becomes clear that the city is the largest single stakeholder. As negotiations continue, it is vital that the city maintains adequate representation on the Conservancy Board in order to protect taxpayer money and ensure it is being spent prudently, as well as safeguard the public against exceedingly high user rates. Hogan Park is an integral part of the east-northeast side of Midland, and as a public park, we want to make sure it remains readily available. Given the substantial economic impact this project will have on Midland and its residents, I do not take my fiduciary responsibility as an elected official lightly. Moreover, I want our gracious donors to be completely informed as they contribute to this and other future projects. I have always maintained prioritization of our needs before our wants. Is the Hogan Park Initiative an amazing project? Yes. Will it add value to our city? Absolutely. A project of this financial magnitude requires public engagement, so I pose this question to you, the residents of Midland, whom I took an oath to represent. How would you like to see the city proceed? Through a referendum election, which would establish a contract with the voters, proceed and fund through hotel occupancy tax with a heads in beds metric built in for accountability, continue negotiations with the Conservancy with a reduction in the city's portion of M&O, the city maintains control and continues with renovation plans, maintenance, and operations, none of the above. Public discourse is necessary and required for transparency and accountability, which materialize through discipline and intention. True transparency is hard. It gets messy and oftentimes feels uncomfortable. However, if we can humble ourselves to share all the facts, listen to those with different ideas, and learn from the process, we create a more content populace and an overall better functioning society that builds true community. I want you to be a part of this conversation. Your constructive comments help us formulate plans and challenge us to be better and work harder. In the words of Edmund Burke, "He that wrestles with us strengthens our nerves and sharpens our skills." Make your voice and your ideas heard. rpool@midlandtexas.gov, 432-553-1750.
This is Eden recording Midland Reporter Telegram for October 22nd. Election letters to the editor. City of Midland Mayor. Long is the right leader at the right time. In this fall's election, Midland has the opportunity to elect an outstanding new leader for our city in the person of Lori Blong, candidate for mayor. I have had the good fortune to know and work with Lori both in the energy business and in her community involvement. I have found her to be a person of high integrity, impeccable character, and possessed of a strong commitment to personal freedom and fiscal responsibility. These attributes, combined with her working knowledge of the energy business, are why I believe Lori Blong is the right leader at the right time for Midland. I ask you to join with me in voting to elect Lori Blong as mayor of Midland. Ernest Angelo Jr., former mayor of Midland. Blong is the real deal. Meet Lori Blong. Lori is a close friend, but that friendship was largely developed through my professional capacity. The person I came to know through that experience gave me an interest in knowing her better. In the last several years, Jay and I have spent countless hours with Lori and her husband, Jared, in social settings, serving in ministry together, and in oil and gas-related business dealings. Lori is the real deal. She is solid. She is strong. She loves this community and is driven by the desire to leave it better for her children and ours. You may know her as a candidate for mayor. I know her as a woman I've worked shoulder to shoulder with serving lunch to hundreds of kids. I know her as a woman who is tireless in her commitment to creating a community that is better for generations yet to be born, and therefore commits her personal time to prioritize that community. I know her as a woman who practices as much integrity and truthfulness in her business when it does not benefit her as when it does. She will be an outstanding and selfless mayor of our community. I strongly support Lori Blong. Mitzi Purvis. Midland City Council, District 4. Works has leadership style for District 4. The City Council District 4 city race will be determined in the next few weeks. The leadership style of our future representative is on the ballot. Amy Stretcher Burks believes in a collaborative style of leadership. She knows that she might not have all the answers or have the same life experience as some of her District 4 constituents. Amy has been out with her family, neighbors, and supporters, knocking on doors since she announced her candidacy. She wants to know the thoughts and concerns of the people she will be representing. It is hard work and extremely labor-intensive on her part, because it is such a large district, but she knows that it is hard to learn if you think you already have the answer. Amy is someone who will ask questions, listen to the answers, consult with experts, gather information, and act. She will work hard to represent District 4 just as she has worked hard to earn our votes. Early voting begins Monday, leading up to Election Day, November 8th. Please join me and vote for the best candidate to represent District 4, Amy Stretcher Burks. Kim Helm. Many reasons to make Burks the right choice. I urge Midland residents to vote for Amy Stretcher Burks, candidate for City Council District 4. As a native Midlander, Amy grew up watching her father serve as the city attorney, which I believe makes her uniquely qualified to serve on the City Council. She is honest, willing to listen, and work hard for the city's residents, as was demonstrated by her involvement in Save Nueva Vista. As a mother of young children, Amy has a vested interest in our city. She wants Midland to continue to be a place for her children to return to live, work, and raise their families. She serves on many boards and volunteers for local organizations to improve the daily lives of Midlanders. Amy also supports animal welfare and believes that Midland should be a great place for our pets to live, just as it is for the humans who love them. She believes spaying and neutering prevents unwanted litters and can reduce the local euthanasia rate in our city shelter. For these reasons and many more, I am asking you to vote for Amy Stretcher Burks for Midland City Council District 4. Lori Van Hooser. Burks will be effective servant leader. As a successful small businesswoman, dedicated wife and mother, and strong Christian, Amy Stretcher Burks is the right choice for Midland City Council District 4. I have worked closely with her over the past several years in various local nonprofit organizations, and have always been impressed with her hard work, just as many saw with her tireless fight to preserve the grasslands community. I have no doubt that Amy will continue to be an effective servant leader for the Midland community as our next council member. Cole and Eleanor Harrison. Burks will represent District 4 well. I would like to endorse Amy Stretcher Burks for City Council District 4. Amy and I currently serve together on the Grasslands West HOA board, and she has been a strong leader in the fight against annexation and rezoning of the Nueva Vista golf course for housing development. I got to know Amy very well during this process, and I appreciated her leadership and tenacity. She was not afraid to confront the mayor and city council and made her voice known for our cause. I feel Amy will listen to the people in District 4 and be our voice and represent us well on the council. Cindy Smith. No one will work harder than Burks. I'm asking you to join me in supporting Amy Stretcher Burks for City Council, District 4. I have known Amy for many years, and she is smart, honest, and thoughtful. I coached Amy in tennis for 6 years, and she was on the 2003 state championship team at MCS. She reached the state semifinals in doubles that year. She was self-motivated, working to improve each year, and she constantly encouraged her teammates. Her teammates recognized this and voted her as captain of the varsity team her senior year. Amy was also in the top 5 of her academic class at MCS. Amy will listen to all Midlanders. She will keep an open mind and will make decisions on what's best for the community. She will take the position on the city council very seriously and will work hard. I do not know anybody that will work harder than Amy. She will have the highest integrity when making her decisions. Amy will be a strong voice on the council. In addition, she is the type of person who will strive to complete the tasks she is given, and she will follow through. If you get a chance to visit with Amy, you will understand why she has my total support. John Lanier. Burks is the conservative voice Midland needs. Amy and I graduated together from Midland Christian in 2005, and lost touch until randomly meeting again as board members of the Midland County Young Republicans in 2021. Amy's character and her love for helping people has not diminished in all those years, but has grown tremendously. In a world of uncertainty, big government, and rash spending, I believe Amy is the strong conservative voice we need leading District 4. Amy's sterling reputation and devout commitment to all the many boards and positions she's held over the years has been inspiring. Amy Stretcher Burks has my vote for District 4. Dara Richardson. Burks is a true character of leadership. Fellow residents of Midland City Council, District 4. Vote for Amy Stretcher Burks. Amy is the most qualified candidate who has the strong understanding of how government works and taxing entities operate. Amy will actively engage in communication with District 4 residents. She will listen and act on your concerns. Amy will be an independent voice while working cohesively with other members of the council. A true character of leadership. As a native Midlander, Amy has chosen to raise her family and support the building of her husband's medical practice here in Midland. This exemplifies her commitment and investment in the city of Midland. Scott Ramsey. Burks will fight for all of us. I'm supporting Amy Stretcher Burks for City Council, District 4. Amy is a native Midlander, grew up, went to school here, and knows our community. Many may not know that Greentree has been divided, and Greentree South is now part of District 4. Amy supports better communication between the council and citizens, which has been lacking, wants to protect our home by actually planning for and protecting the city's infrastructure and future developments. Amy campaigns door-to-door, in small group meetings, through mailings, etc. It's time for a fresh face who can prioritize the issues Midlanders face daily. She put up a valiant fight to protect her Nueva Vista neighborhood and will fight for all of us on City Council. You can early vote October 24th through November 4th or on Election Day, November 8th. Lisa McLeod Young. Midland will be in good hands with Garrity. Jim Garrity owns Domino's, is a proven businessman who wants to give back to Midland by serving as City Council, District 4. He is one of the founding board members of Breaking Bread. He designed and developed the location on Florida Street. It supports people physically, mentally, emotionally, and keeps bodies nourished. Was president of the Grassland Estates West HOA during the Nueva Vista fight. They won. He supports CAF High Sky Wing and now serves on the City of Midland Airport Zoning Board of Adjustments. I met Jim Garrity and became impressed with him and his wife, Cassie Garrity, the Domino's chick. They are the biggest supporters of the Permian Basin Honor Flight. Veterans are taken on an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. I am a veteran who has gone on one of the trips. You cannot imagine how much we appreciate and believe in Jim Garrity. Anyone who helps people, not just veterans, shows that he will stand and fight for his city. If elected, we will be in good hands with improvements that we have not seen in many years. So people, get out and vote. Jim Garrity, Midland City Council, District 4. Sylvia O'Bailey Munoz. Hinojos will communicate to make MISD better. I have had the privilege to work alongside Regan Hinojos on the IDEA Permian Basin Regional Board. The school board voted for our in-district partnership. However, Regan serves to make sure these partnerships are held accountable. He is not afraid to ask uncomfortable questions, and he seeks information from both in-district partners and from MISD. His willingness to communicate with all partnerships has been an important piece missing to support our MISD students. He is an advocate for our life skills students and does not leave them out of conversations. He has worked with multiple schools, including Legacy Freshmen last year, through Be the Change Permian Basin when teachers were having student behavior difficulties. Regan habla español y padre habla con padre que hablan español sobre sus hijos y sus educación. Regan's ability to fluently speak Spanish will help bridge gaps between Spanish-speaking parents, teachers, and the district. Parent involvement has been a struggle for several years, and different language barriers have been a major factor. A vote for Regan Hinojos in District 3 is a vote for accountability, awareness of our special needs students, cutting-edge ideas, and advancement of parent involvement. Denise Norman. Hinojos has been selfless serving Midland. Regan Hinojos is a man who has exemplified his care for the next generation since the moment I met him. For many years, he gave up his Wednesday nights to come pour into a group of wild junior high students at Stonegate Fellowship. Every week, he was present in our lives, both in and out of church services. Regan also never failed to give a word of advice, comfort, encouragement, or loving correction. What really sets Regan apart is that he will go the extra mile. Even after he led our group, he had no issue frequently reaching out to me, showing his devotion to my success and his genuine care for my life. If there is one thing I've learned from our time together, it is the importance of being selfless in the service of the next generation and intentionally personal in the lives of those who may look to me for guidance. For exemplifying these qualities to me during my time as a junior high student and high school student, I owe my thanks to Regan Hinojos. Ryan Smith, student, Texas A&M University. Bishop acts with integrity for MISD. Midlanders of MISD, District 3, I would like to submit this letter of recommendation on behalf of Tommy Bishop for school board member, District 3. I have known Tommy for over 35 years, and during that time have known him to work hard towards the things in which he is passionate. Tommy draws from his healthy moral frame of reference to form his stand on issues. This frame of reference causes him to act justly and with integrity as he makes decisions in all areas of life, notwithstanding the Midland Independent School District. Working for not only the district that he represents, Tommy works to ensure that the students, teachers, parents, and support staff in the district as a whole are heard and supported. When experience counts, Tommy has certainly weathered the storms our school district has faced and with great resolve commits himself to seeing it not only come through the storms but be better on the other side. When voting this November, support Tommy Bishop, MISD School Board, District 3. Carla Smith. Bishop can make difficult decisions. I had the privilege of having Tommy Bishop serve on the Crane ISD Board of Trustees for the 9 years I served as superintendent of Crane ISD. During those years, Mr. Bishop exhibited the principle of seeking what was beneficial and fair to all components that comprised the Crane ISD. The years he served were challenging years dealing with Robin Hood, and Mr. Bishop earned his spurs making difficult decisions. The patrons of MISD have had the benefit of having a person of the caliber of Mr. Bishop serving on your school board. Examine his record over the past years, and I think you will come to the conclusion that his only interest is what is best for MISD and deserving of your support. Roger D. Haley, Bivens. Hodges stands up for what he believes. Love him or love to hate him, one thing we can all agree on is Brandon W. Hodges' passion for all things MISD. His drive and dedication to seek and pursue justice for the rights of not only students and educators, but for the taxpayers of this community, is unmatched. He has courage and boldness to stand up for what he believes in. He doesn't shy away from hard topics and will always be on the right side of the debate. Brandon is the person you want to have in your corner. His perseverance and take-charge leadership are exactly what our school board needs. I proudly support Brandon W. Hodges for MISD District 5, and I hope you will too. Casey Aubrey. Midland District 6. Burleson will work to move MISD forward. I have lived in MISD District 6 for many years, and I ask you to vote for Sarah Burleson for trustee. As a longtime educator, Sarah has the vast experience and knowledge to represent the taxpayers, MISD students, and employees. Sarah's service history in our community underscores her commitment to be an engaged and informed member of the MISD Board of Trustees. Along with Sarah's children, our children were educated in MISD from K through 12. Her combined years as a parent and educator provide an invaluable resource of knowledge as the next board will hire the next superintendent. Sarah will work hard to continue to move MISD forward. Her experience and service as a longtime educator, parent, community volunteer, and taxpayer exhibit that she is the candidate of choice. Thank you for voting for Sarah Burleson. Ellen K. Ramsey. Burleson would represent entire community. As voting dates approach, we as Midland voters are challenged with the election of the next school board selections for Midland ISD. This critical time for the selection of our board requires vision, responsibility, and foresight as we get ready to hire new leadership to guide the future of MISD. I would like to encourage all voters in District 6 to consider voting for Sarah Burleson. Mrs. Burleson would bring a much-needed experience as a 21-year classroom educator for MISD. She is prepared to participate with the board responsibly, focus on serving all children, and represent the community together as a whole. Sarah Burleson has participated in the Midland community 41 years, and her identity is with the community, not with one particular group. She will represent the Midland community together as a whole and will be responsible for group behaviors and productivity with Midland ISD. Sarah Burleson brings educational experience, Midland experience, and loyalty and a desire to best serve the community, students, and teachers of Midland ISD. My family and I would like to extend support for Sarah Burleson and ask you to consider the same for the future of Midland ISD. Tim and Crystal Iniscuiz. Burleson will take students to new levels. We proudly endorse Sarah Burleson for MISD School Board District 6. We have known Sarah and her family for 30-plus years. Sarah was a teacher at MISD for 24 years. All four of her children attended MISD K-12. As an involved parent and active teacher, Sarah understands the issues involved in educating young Midlanders while dealing with the bureaucracy of a school district. As parents with children in MISD, we often had discussions with Sarah about frustrations we were having with MISD, or in later years, as just concerned in Midlanders. Her answers to our questions were always on point. She recognized problems and admitted to them, but she also had positive recommendations. What impressed us the most was that regardless the answer, Sarah was always positive and never had a throw-in-the-towel attitude. Sarah has ideas and plans to work with the system to make it better. We need positive attitudes to continue the positive direction of MISD. We need parents that are concerned about the direction MISD is taking. We need teachers that are leaders and can take our students to new levels. Sarah Burleson is all of the above. Karen and Mark Nienest. Justice of the Peace, Judge Billy Johnson is a true asset to Midland County. I am writing in support of Justice of the Peace, Precinct 3, Judge Billy Johnson. Judge Johnson has embodied the traits of a public servant in competently managing his office and ensuring the community has access to all services his office offers. He and his staff are always courteous and accessible and will make sure all questions and concerns are professionally handled. Additionally, Judge Johnson conducts himself in a respectful and professional manner, whether in his office or on the bench. Judge Billy Johnson is a true asset to Midland County and urge all Precinct 3 voters to get out and vote for Judge Billy Johnson. Manuel R. Lujan.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Health and Wellness for Wednesday, October 26th, 2022. Men can get breast cancer too. While those breast cancer awareness ribbons may be pink, don't let that fool you. Men can get breast cancer too. A common question is, how can men get breast cancer? Men are born with small amounts of breast tissue, and while they don't develop like women, it means there is still a potential for cancer to develop there. Now, breast cancer is far less common in men than women, about 100 times less common. For the average man, the risk is about 1 in 1,000, and there are about 2,500 new cases of male breast cancer diagnosed every year. Even though chances of developing breast cancer are slim in men, it can be deadly. About 460 men will die from breast cancer each year. So what do you need to know about this disease? Feeling a lump or mass, usually behind the nipple, is the most common first sign of breast cancer in males. Another sign is a change in the nipple. The nipple may turn inward or there may be leakage from the nipple. Changes in the skin covering the breast, such as dimpling, puckering, redness, or scaling, may be present. A family history of breast cancer puts you at a higher risk than average. About 20% of men with breast cancer have a close relationship, male or female, with the disease. In some cases, that is due to inheriting a gene mutation, most commonly BRCA2 in men. If you have the BRCA2 gene mutation, your lifetime risk of developing breast cancer is 6 in 100. While family history is a big concern, there are certain conditions that increase your risk too. namely ones that increase estrogen, such as liver disease / cirrhosis and obesity. Men who have had radiation to their chest wall, often to treat lymphoma, also are at higher risk. It is important to make an appointment with your doctor if you notice any persistent changes around your nipple that bother you. The protocol for diagnosing and treating breast cancer in men and women is pretty much the same. Your doctor will likely order a mammogram and breast ultrasound after performing a clinical exam. The imaging test can identify the abnormal tissue, which can then be biopsied to make a definitive diagnosis. If there is a breast cancer diagnosis, the next step is typically surgery, a mastectomy, and lymph node biopsy. This is often followed by chemotherapy and radiation if needed. Early diagnosis is the key to a cure. So if you feel a lump or see changes around your nipple, get checked ASAP. What is a mammogram? Why are they important? Breast cancer accounts for 1 in 3 of all new cancers diagnosed in women in the U.S. each year, according to the American Cancer Society. It's estimated that more than 43,000 women in the U.S. will die from breast cancer this year. Mammograms play a key role in early breast cancer detection. They can detect breast cancer before it causes signs and symptoms, decreasing breast cancer deaths. Mammogram. A mammogram is an X-ray image of your breasts. It can be used for breast cancer screening and for diagnostic purposes, such as to investigate symptoms or unusual findings on another imaging test. During a mammogram, your breasts are compressed between two firm surfaces to spread out the breast tissue. Then an X-ray captures black and white images that are displayed on a computer screen and examined for signs of cancer. 3D mammogram. A traditional mammogram creates 2D images of the breast. A newer type of mammogram called a 3D mammogram, or breast tomosynthesis, creates 3D images of the breast. Many medical facilities offer 3D mammograms in addition to the traditional 2D mammograms for breast cancer screening. A 3D mammogram is used to look for breast cancer in people who have no signs or symptoms of the disease. It also can be used to investigate the cause of breast problems, such as a breast mass, pain and nipple discharge. 3D mammograms also may be recommended for women with dense breast tissue. When used for breast cancer screening, the 3D mammogram machine creates 3D images and standard 2D mammogram images because both types of images have some advantages in revealing certain breast abnormalities. Get moving after breast cancer surgery. Exercise is an important part of maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and it's especially beneficial for people recovering from breast cancer surgery. Dr. Alastair Thompson, professor in the Michael E. DeBakey Department of Surgery and section chief of breast surgery at Baylor College of Medicine, provides tips on exercises to get back to normal after surgery. Quote, people who return to everyday activity sooner after surgery tend to heal better and have fewer complications, end quote, said Thompson. Olga Keith Weiss, surgery chair of surgery and co-associate director for clinical research at the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Center at Baylor. Quote, if you have had surgery to the chest wall, the breast, or the armpit, exercising the arm gently is a good way to improve shoulder mobility and reduce swelling, end quote. Thompson recommends these gentle stretches to maintain arm mobility. Touch the top of your head, reach behind your back, and reach toward the ceiling. Other stretching exercises, like yoga, also can be beneficial. Thompson reminds yogis to be mindful that the area around the site of surgery may be less flexible. In addition to stretching, he also recommends aerobic exercise to stimulate the muscles, bones, heart, and lungs. Walking is a good light exercise, and you don't need anything other than a pair of comfortable shoes to do it, end quote, Thompson said. Quote, it can be on the treadmill or around your neighborhood as long as the area is well lit and the path is safe underfoot, end quote. If you like to run, Thompson recommends working back up to your normal speed slowly. Give yourself at least 5 to 7 days to recover, then start with a gentle walk and ramp up from there. Quote, try to do a bit more each day to get back to normal, but don't overdo it, end quote, Thompson said. Quote, everyone is different, so use your own judgment. Be in charge of your own recovery, end quote. Thompson advises checking with your surgeon about exercises following surgery. Patients who are struggling with mobility may be referred to a physical therapist. Does sneezing need to involve the vocal cords? Dear Dr. Roach, is there any physiological reason that a sneeze needs to involve the vocal cords? I can sneeze and suppress any noise, but a friend yells using vocal cords with every sneeze. I say this yelling can be avoided, but my friend says he has no control over the noise. Are either of us right? I know it's a silly question, but I'm interested in your answer. Answer. A sneeze is a complex reflex that has many possible triggers and a few associated reflexive behaviors. Sneezing can be triggered by a bright light or a full stomach, but is most commonly triggered by chemicals or physical stimulation of nerves inside the nose. When we sneeze, air is reflexively brought into the lungs through a deep inhalation, then forcefully expelled from the mouth and nose at upwards of 100 miles per hour, spreading upwards of 100,000 liquid particles, which potentially carry bacteria and viruses. There is typically a sound made as the air is expelled through the initially closed glottis. However, most people can override this reflex and sneeze without making any noise from the vocal cords. Not everyone can suppress these reflexes. Some people become so accustomed to making noise during a sneeze that they may find it very hard to break the habit. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach.
Dear Abby, I have a brother I can't seem to get along with anymore. Sometimes he's okay, but most of the time he's not. I visited him recently for a cookout, and it wasn't good. He got into an argument with his wife, shattered a glass, tried to fight me out of the blue, and talked about extremist topics, all in front of his young, impressionable kids. I worry about his three boys and want to have a serious talk with him about getting some therapy. The problem is we work together. Although we have different shifts, I see him and his team almost daily at meetings, and our teams are already polarized. How can I confront him without making our careers suffer? He is not receptive to confrontation, and it may cause a serious rift. Frustrated brother in the South. Dear brother, could your brother have a drinking problem or drug problem that would account for his volatility, or has he always been this way? Political differences are one thing. Shattering a glass and becoming violent during something as mundane as a cookout is worrisome. Have you talked to his wife about how long this has been going on? His behavior could present a danger to her and the kids. Because there are serious differences between your team and his at work, the person who should logically referee is your supervisor or boss. What's going on isn't healthy for the business. Your brother is entitled to his political opinions, but if he's a danger to others, there needs to be an intervention. If he raises a fist to you or his family, the police should be called. Dear Abby, this woman keeps texting my husband. Her husband died last year, and she has been staying in contact with my husband. I know he initiates the messaging most of the time. He also deletes her messages. Our husbands grew up together but kept in touch only twice a year. They would call each other on their birthdays. Now this woman and my husband text every day, and you know what that is all about. She's lonely, and he thinks he needs to console her. Well, Abby, I don't like it. I can't stop it. If I say anything, he gets defensive. To me, that's a sign of guilt, and his deleting the messages is another sign of guilt. He has to have his ego stroked. He is a classic narcissist, and it's his way or the highway. I'm desperate for answers. Please help. Angry in the East. Dear Angry, the widow keeps texting your husband because he is encouraging it. I agree with you that the conversations have gone beyond condolences, or he wouldn't delete the messages. In a situation like this, it's important you take steps to protect your investment in your marriage. Gather all of the financial information you can and have a private chat with a lawyer about what your rights are as a wife in the state in which you live. Once you have done that, confront your narcissistic spouse and tell him you feel what's going on is a threat to your marriage. Tell him you want it stopped immediately, and the two of you must get marriage counseling, either with your religious advisor or a licensed marriage and family therapist. Perhaps once he realizes there could be a stiff price to pay for his condolences, he may see the light.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.